Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Jesus said again, "Dear children, it's very hard to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." There's a widespread disease in our society known as affluenza. It's the belief that peace and contentment can only be found in life by becoming increasingly wealthy. It is, in fact, not a new disease at all. The disciples were shocked by Jesus' teaching that riches were a massive obstacle to following him. Jesus had just met a very rich young ruler. He seemed to have everything. On the surface, he had every advantage in life. But when Jesus told him to sell all that he had and give to the poor, he went away sad. It wasn't the answer he wanted to hear. In our verse today, Jesus addressed his disciples as children. He didn't often use that expression, and it suggests he was reaching out to them with great gentleness and compassion. He could see how much they were struggling with his teaching about wealth. They'd been brought up with the belief that wealth was a sign of God's blessing, so the thought that it was a huge obstacle to following Jesus was a new way of looking at life. Jesus was saying that wealth will never be the way to get a ticket into his kingdom. The only way to find salvation is through depending entirely upon God and throwing ourselves upon his mercy. Jesus was never opposed to wealthy people following him, and clearly many did. Through the centuries, the church has been blessed by the presence of many rich people, but not one of them has obtained salvation through their wealth. The only way into the kingdom is by recognizing our spiritual poverty and coming to the Lord with empty hands, eager to receive his gift of new life. So let me ask you a question. In what way do you think it's particularly difficult for a rich person to follow Christ? And now let's pray together. Loving God, help us never to allow anything to get in the way of following you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.